One of the most commonly uttered acronyms in a newsroom is NIMBY, which stands for, Not in My Backyard. It's an attitude that suggests someone is not necessarily opposed to a certain development, but would prefer to see it occur away from their own property. Here at the Rocky View Weekly, our newsroom regularly receives emails or phone calls from residents who would like us to cover a proposed development within their vicinity that they fear will jeopardize the privacy and country lifestyle they moved to Rocky View County to enjoy in the first place. Whether it's a proposed Costco, a brewery that is going to be built in their hamlet, or a new housing subdivision, there are always going to be some people who do not want to see that kind of development in their backyard. The rural nature of many of Rocky View County's communities mean that NIMBYISM is quite prevalent in the region. No matter if it's Springbank, Bear's Paw, Balzac, Conrick, Bragg Creek, or elsewhere, there are always going to be some residents of this county who are opposed to developments, at least in their neck of the woods. Whenever our newsroom takes on what we call a NIMBY story, we try to present both sides of the issue by interviewing both the opposing residents and the developer in question. Quite often, the people who brought the story to our attention in the first place want us to take their side, and seem surprised when they read the final article that we also included the perspectives brought forward by the developer. Because the truth is, there are almost always pros and cons for every proposed development, which means there will always be an incentive for municipal councils to, at the very least, hear out and consider the merits of a developer's proposal. While development can undoubtedly alter the character of a rural neighborhood, they can also strengthen a municipality's tax base, especially non-residential, bring jobs, and make life more convenient to residents.